Our story today is called An Angel Named Johnny, a true incident from our life in the late 50s by Helen Marjorie Dowd. A mother of seven lived far from the town. Their groceries are gone, the car broken down. She knelt by her bed at the break of day. Oh God, be with hubby while he's away. She prayed, God in heaven, you've promised to give to us, your own children, provisions to live. She rose from her knees and started her chores, lighting the stove and sweeping the floors. She tried hard to trust the Lord would provide. Still, the fear lingered way deep down inside. 10 miles down the road lived a woodsman named John. He walked with a limp and one eye was gone. His hair was all matted, his clothes were a mess, and what his shack looked like, one could only guess. He trapped, he fished and hunted, he panned for some gold. His pal was a wolf dog, 11 years old. One day he went looking for a duck or a goose, but there by the lake he saw a bull moose. He readied his rifle, took aim, and then fired. The moose gave no struggle. He fell, then expired. The mother, meanwhile, watched her children at play. Oh, what would she give them for supper that day? She crawled down to the root cellar, digging around. A few spuds and some carrots were all that she found. As she walked to the woodshed, her heart leapt with fear. Down the road, a man staggered like he'd had too much beer. His clothes were all tattered, his face was unshaved. Must be a madman, the way he behaved. With a loud voice, he cried, please don't be alarmed, I'm here on a mission, I mean you no harm. My name is Johnny, and this here's my hound. Then he swung his sack from his back to the ground. With a tooth-missing grin, he said, brought you some meat, for me and old Lobo, it was too much to eat. With a song in her heart and a tear in her eye, the mother said, thank you. It was a small whispered sigh. The children all clambered around the man then. By the time he had left, it was going on 10. As she knelt by her bed much later that day, she thanked God for sending the wild man their way. His appearance denied it, but she knew for sure that God sent an angel named Johnny to her. From Luke 3:11, and he answered them, he who has two coats, let him share with him who has none. And he who has food, let him do likewise. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.